The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. Go ahead and turn that down if you'd like to. We'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page. I was just telling you how Keith Ellison likes to take shots at me on a nationwide basis without actually knowing what he's talking about. He strains at the gnat while he swallows the big Muslim camel.
He's actually...
And I'm going to help him swallow it some more in just a couple minutes here. I got an attitude problem today, so I hope you're okay with that.
We're okay with that. You mean he's actually taking shots at you and you never actually spoken with him a day in your life?
No, as a matter of fact, we tried getting him on the radio one time. I called him live from the radio program here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And he wouldn't get on the radio with me. And it's interesting, the little bloggers, the useful idiots, they said Bradley Dean was crank calling Keith Ellison, when in fact I wasn't crank calling him at all. I was trying to get him on the radio so I could call him out for who he really is.
Yeah, a crank call is something you do, like, you know, in private so no one knows you're actually doing it. We're doing it on air trying to confront him.
Well, that shows you the intellectual. Exactly.
It's a little little duller than normal.
A little below average.
That's right. Dull and insensible.
But that's what they do.
That's true.
They hope someone pays attention to them. And I guess I'm the only one that does.
That's true. We shouldn't even talk about
that. Well, I know a couple of them are actually getting nailed right now, so it kind of makes it a little fun. Watching what's going on here, but in the process, we'll keep you updated as to what I'm talking about as far as the bloggers getting nailed too. Seems like things are going for the gusto on the good side of the fence here, friends, and things are getting done. People are standing up and saying enough of these little commie useful idiots. We'll talk about that in the future, the near future, hopefully, and I'll let you know as to what I'm talking about right there. Bradley, why do you say stuff like that? Because it puts salt on your tongue. That's why.
That's right. They're going to be excited. What's more to come today?
Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to our Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. Also go over to Bradley Dean, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Folks, it's time for you to get busy. There's no excuse for where we're at today. Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well. Folks, phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-STAY-TOPIC, 233-0747, sorry about that, 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are. We always have been. You know, most people go out and they try to, like, for example, ministries. They'll go to a church and they'll broadcast a vision. You know, they'll forecast their vision. And it's interesting that we have never done that. We've always done it on the other side. I mean, we've got all this fruit hanging on the tree, and we're saying, hey, listen, we're not bringing vision to you. We're fulfilling vision in the process. We've always done that. We've always brought forth our deeds with our love, because love brings forth deeds, and fruit is the manifestation of faith. You're just not going to get away from it. You like that?
I do like that.
Deeds, not words. And George Washington said that, but he actually got that from Jesus Christ in 1 John 3:18.
Okay, so you're saying that what we do is we do what we're called to do, and then we go into churches and let them know what we are doing, rather than raise money for something that we've never done, like never stepped into a school day in our lives, never done an actual event, like that kind of thing. So a lot of ministries
out there raising a lot of money doing just that.
That's right.
And it's interesting. We have never done that. We've done it just the exact opposite way. And, you know, just for the record, friends, out of the 350 high schools that we've done in 24 states, we've had to raise finances virtually for almost every high school that we have to do. Matter of fact, the last one that we did, which was right before Christmas, we did that one for free.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I
do
remember
that. We did a college and a high school assembly in South Carolina for free, and we're in, you know, the state of Minnesota. So that's quite a drive.
That's a
trek. And we drove there to do that. We did a 17-state tour.
Woo.
Yeah, we did some colleges, high
Lots
school.
Lots of good memories there. Out of that trip.
Yeah, it was. No,
it
for
was
real.
A good trip.
Yes,
I thought so, too.
Went to John Adams's house. We went to the Matrix of Liberty, which is cool. We went to the Mayflower Compact. We went
for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're traveling through 17 different states, and you're like, literally, okay, we're here, stop and whoop. Let's get out and do this. Boop. Jump in the car. We got to do this thing next, because we're always on the move.
Yeah, we really... Literally. As Buggy would say, literally, right?
Literally, that's right.
It is true. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We see a lot of people today with their brains in other people's heads. Not a good thing. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of Christ. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about victory here in the opener, and also just a little bit about some fun facts here. Of course, it is Saturday. Everyone's worked hard during the week. This is just an interesting point here. We just went grocery shopping, getting a little personal with you.
We eat food.
We eat food.
Normal people.
Normal people going to the grocery store to eat food.
Yeah, maybe a little thinner than the average Joe, but outside of that,
that's what
yeah,
I was
normal
thinking.
People.
Definitely.
Yes.
Did you know that 1.14 million paper bags are used in U.S. supermarkets every hour?
We're not
talking like...
That's an atrocity, say the environmentalist communist whack job.
You know, you think about that. We're not talking about like every week, but that's every hour.
Don't touch the trees. Just kill the babies.
I know. That's true.
Seriously, friends.
It's a backwards mentality.
Man, if this doesn't make you mad, nothing will.
Exactly. Now, this is another interesting fact. About 200,000 people die from cigarette smoking every 6 months. And what's interesting to note about that is whenever you see an advertisement for cigarettes, you see the Marlboro Man. You know, you see the cowboy.
Was that hard for you to kick out, the Marlboro Man?
Marlboro Man. Whatever you want to call it. And we see him, you know, sitting on the fence with a rope in his hand. You know, he's got the puff of smoke.
Hey, tough guy.
Yeah, Mr. Studley Cowboy. But what they don't show you, what they seriously don't show you, is the guy laying in bed in the hospital about to die because he's got lung cancer or because he's about to expire because of the fact that he used tobacco. And we're looking at this statistics. Smoking, to me, if you're a smoker, I want you to listen.
If God wanted you to smoke, you to put the chimney on top of your head,
right.
He didn't do that.
You know, smoking to me is horrible because you wouldn't pay me to give you cancer. You wouldn't give me your hard-earned cash to, you know, put wrinkles on your face or cause your skin to be all wrinkly.
I pay people to get the wrinkles off.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is that's the whole line of stupidity with smoking is the fact that you're literally paying your own hard-earned money to destroy yourself.
Well, just think, for a pack of cigarettes, it used to be $1.99. And now they're paying $5-something for
that is ridiculous.
A pack of smokes to kill themselves. Nails in their own coffin.
I know. We're wondering where the common sense is today. So if you are
we'll come back to this in a minute. I like this topic.
Me too.
And we'll hit some stats. And we'll just share with you as to who these smoking models really are and what has been the fruit of their lifestyles, by the way, if they're still around. Bradley and Stephanie, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I love the topic that you're on right now. You had brought this up yesterday on yesterday's radio program, and it just started to get me thinking about things that I haven't thought before and thought about before. And interestingly enough, you were just talking about the smoking situation, and I remember my mom, she had passed away a couple years ago, and she used to be an adamant in every sense of the word, smoker.
Mm-hmm.
She had to have a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. As a matter of fact, she would, she'd be smoking one cigarette, and before she'd put that one out, she'd light up another cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
And she, when we'd drive around as little kids, I remember she used to roll the windows all the way up because she wanted to get her money's worth, and I'd shared friends that, you know, it was almost like, Mom, do you want some ketchup to go along with those cigarettes? Because she would literally chew on them cigarettes,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just gross. But when my mom passed away a couple years ago, I remember she was laying on the bed. The doctor came in and said to my mom, I'll never forget this, Gloria, you're at the end of the disease. There's nothing else we can do. And she could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at her, and I seen both of her eyes water up because she knew game was over.
Right.
Game over. No more tempting God.
Right.
Because she had so many opportunities to quit smoking, but she didn't. She never thought it would happen to her.
Right.
And it happened to her.
And you know what's sad, too, is the fact that every other portion of her body was great. I mean, she could have...
The doctor told me she could have lived another 20 years.
Another 20
yeah.
years?
I mean, she was already like 105 years old.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
kind
no.
Like back to the biblical times, right?
Right, exactly. It wasn't Methuselah, but the point is the fact that, you know, her
no,
body...
No, Methuselah.
Yeah. Oh, that was cheesy.
Well, you know, Methuselah?
I got it.
You know who Methuselah is?
Oh,
right?
Boy.
969 years old?
I know, that's what I'm
saying. Talking about Methuselah.
Yeah, I get it.
If my mom was here right now, she'd be laughing.
Yeah,
she'd
no.
say, you go, Bradley!
Well, the sad part about it is the fact the doctor said she could have lasted 20 more years. So
yes,
if you think
could've.
About that, 20 more years... She paid for her own destruction to have
yep.
that taken off her life. That's 20
right.
more years of, you know, you can do a lot in 20 years.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are seriously, you know,
and, well, the thing is, too,
this.
Is the cigarette smoking her, she's not smoking it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the sad part, as we mentioned before the break, is you're literally paying to destroy yourself. You're going to give yourself bad breath. You're going to smell bad. Your teeth are going to start discoloring. You could get cancer. You'll put wrinkles on your face. And it really is sad because you're spending your hard-earned money to destroy yourself. And these lives, even you look at people like, you know, Pa, Little House in the the Prairie. You know, he was a smoker.
Eugene Horowitz. You know him as Michael Landon.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you look at these people and you say, wow, look at the effects. But the sad part is we don't put billboards like that up. We see the Marlboro Man. We see the pretty supermodel.
Yeah.
But we don't see someone dying, laying in bed in the hospital.
Yeah, I can give you some stats.
Yes.
Wayne McLaren died of lung cancer at age 51
That's
years old.
So young.
David Miller Jr. died of emphysema. Janet Sackman lost her voice box and a part of one lung to cancer. David Gorelitz, disabled by a stroke in his mid-30s. William Thornberry died of lung cancer at the age of 56. Who are these people? They were cigarette models.
Isn't that so
yeah,
sad?
Yeah, they were the models.
And, you know, they walk, some of them you see in these documentaries where they're little, their voice box is gone. They've got tubes coming out of them. Your mom had to walk around with an oxygen, literally bring the oxygen with her. And that's the sad place to be when you look at it.
And what's interesting about it is I got a billboard. This is a part of my presentation, as a matter of fact, so you're kind of hitting on some things that I'm already well aware of. But there was an actor back in the 90s that said it was her job to get a half a million kids to smoke by a certain year in a certain amount of time. And you got to ask the question, who is selling the cigarettes in the first place? And if you look at the executives behind the cigarette, you know, models.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're like a bunch of old, fat, glumpy dudes.
Right.
Pushing these beautiful women and these studly guys with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth only to promote what? Death.
Exactly.
Emphysema.
It's a
whatever
sad
the case might
and
be.
You
cancer.
Know what's good about that is, of course, people can't see this, but you literally have a billboard of an old executive, gray, wrinkled
lumpy,
guy
grumpy.
In a bathing suit, you know, like he's posing just to make it funny. To prove the point to say, wow, that's true. They never show you guys like that. They always show you what's the front, but they don't show you what's behind. Just like, you know, with anything, you know, premarital sex, they show you just how fun it is, blah, 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 blah. They
or
don't
drinking.
Show you anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't show you the person, you know, with an STD or someone who's pregnant and alone. They don't show you the fruit of that sin. They just want to say, hey, this is all great. Look at the party life. Alcohol ads, everyone's partying it up.
It's Let's go to R.J. Reynolds, speaking of cigarettes again, who founded the tobacco company in 1875. He began manufacturing Camel cigarettes in 1913. Did you know that R.J. Reynolds died in 1918 of cancer of the pancreas after a lifetime of chewing tobacco?
1913,
chewing tobacco, friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad to say. So for all you smokers out there, think twice. Think about beyond what you're looking at right now. Think, do you want to shave off 20 years of your life? That's 20 years without your grandkids, 20 years without serving the Lord, doing what you're supposed to be doing, 20 years. It's
yeah,
not worth
you're,
it.
If you're a Christian, you're called to be the temple of the Holy
that's
Spirit.
That's right, you don't defy
and you better,
that temple.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more fun facts, and then we'll get to more serious notes.
Were we done with that?
I was, unless you had something else you wanted to add.
I don't know.
I think the great thing you said is, if God wanted you to smoke, he would have put a chimney on the top of your head, and he didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, just a couple fun things. Did you know that the odds of a mother having twins are 90 to 1. So if you have twins, you're in a very, unlikely position, because not very often that it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. Do you know that there are 74 lobbyists for every one senator
okay.
in Washington, D.C.?
Can I just stop?
Yes.
Rewind just a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get back to the cigarette topic.
Okay, we're going back to cigarettes.
Just for a second, because now what you're doing is laying a premise for me to jump on and take it to the next point. For those that do smoke, what is the name of the brand of cigarettes that you actually smoke? Are they called Bypass or Malignant or Breath Rotters?
Oh, that's definitely the brand that people
use. Or Cancerettes or Money Suckers, or how about this one, Flemballs?
Can you imagine if right next to the cigarettes they had these cigarettes with those titles right next to them? It would kind of make people say,
Wait. Wait a second, though. There's warnings by the U.S. Surgeon General right
in
the sign.
That's right.
And it's like, it doesn't get any more obvious as to what you're doing to yourself and how much more of a warning sign do you need before you put one of those things in your mouth.
Yeah, you literally know what the fruit is in the end of it.
No, you're asking for what you're about to get.
That's right.
You're straight asking.
Oh, that's a terrible place to be.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the lobbyists. I'm going to fast forward.
Yeah.
There are 74 lobbyists for every one senator in Washington, D.C. Can you imagine 74 people badgering you for their cause, for what they want you to do? And you know what the sad part is? Is most of the senators, they bow and they bend to the wishes of the lobbyists.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Oh, it's really sad.
You know, it's crazy.
The joke is on the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Now, you can either jump into that one, or I'm going to... Then I have two more facts.
No. That's a good one. You should have actually put it at the end of
your next
2 points.
I should have, you know, but these...
Should have in one hand.
Okay, I got to say this. The middle ones are kind of really dumb. But, you know, someone might appreciate the fact, if you like a parrot, parrots can live to be 120 years old. We were talking about Methuselah. Can you imagine a life of a parrot?
I was talking about Methuselah.
You're right, Methuselah. Let's talk about paw parrot. Look at that, Methuselah paw parrot.
Okay.
Can
just like I said before, friends, bring the crackers. Stephanie will bring the cheese.
And one more thing.
Okay, parrots live to 120 years.
Can you believe that?
Well, does anybody really care?
Well,
the only people that are going to care about that are the little guy from...
the bird feed and seed store.
No, deplane. Can anybody tell me what that is? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. He used to have this parrot on his shoulder.
Parrot
de
on his
plane,
shoulder.
Deplane.
That's a Poliwana cracker. Poliwana cracker.
No, it's not Poliwana cracker.
Isn't that a parrot? A parrot still says that.
No,
like
I need someone
cracker.
To tell me what that show is called because
boy.
It's been. It's out of mind.
Well, you know,
right now.
True story. We did drive past, I think, feed bird stores yesterday. And it's like, how does a store like that stay in business? I can't imagine there's a lot of, like, you know, I don't know, maybe there's an avid number of bird lovers out there that I'm not aware of. But it's like, wow, I can't believe there's actually two of them that, and it's hard for them to stay in business, I would assume.
Yeah, it was called Fantasy Island.
Oh, is that?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Boy, that is
you.
Old school. Sorry, I did not mean to bring forth the old man.
All right. And then one more thing, and then we'll be done with this portion.
Thank you.
Okay, did you know the woodpecker? How many of you have ever gotten woke up by a woodpecker before? We've seen some woodpeckers out
here
in our house.
They're beautiful.
And they
are beautiful birds. They really are.
It's amazing how fast they can sit there and peck their head down at the wood, what they're doing. Did you know they can actually peck at a rate of 20 times per second? That's a lot of head movement.
Yeah, it is.
Can you believe that? God is so creative. When you look at just the creation of the Lord, and you even look at people.
Like jackhammers in their neck or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
You know, but if you look at the variety of what God has created, even with people, when you just sit down, like if you're at a mall or something, just sit. Or if you go to, you know, a state fair, just sit. Just watch all the people that walk by, how the variations, every single one is different. We are
okay,
fearfully...
we went from parrots to woodpeckers watching people.
Yeah, the reason being is look at this. Woodpeckers and parrots and the creation that
you're
God
really
made
starting...
is so unique. So are people. They're so different. God is creative.
Yeah, that's true. Remember Steve Irwin?
Yes.
He got killed by a stingray, and they said, eyewitnesses said that the stingray was jamming so fast, I think it stabbed him a couple hundred times, and it
terrible.
Popped his heart. That's what killed him.
Right.
And a serious note.
Yeah.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie coming back right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-23.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. Now, real quick, friends, I want to get over to this Keith Ellison topic in just a couple minutes here. We just got a phone call from Jerry out of New Jersey.
That's how he said
hey,
it, too.
Hey, Jerry, you there? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Now, hey, now, who? Not just because I already answered the question, D-Plane, I'm going to ask you the question because I already told you that it was from Fantasy Island. What was the little dude's name that was actually saying D-Plane?
Oh, I don't even remember. I just wanted to mention that show because you weren't sure what the name was before, so.
Okay.
That's right. It's what is it, Jerry?
No, I'm just saying, I never used to watch that show, but I remember it, the goofiness of that show, and that's how I remember the name of that.
And you what see, was now, the name
it,
of the
it,
show?
It all came out, it was called, go ahead, Jerry, what was it called?
Oh, Fantasy Island.
You that's got right. it, Jerry.
Now, it was brought up because my wife started talking about parrots, remember?
Parrots.
And then all of a sudden I started to recollect, deplane. So.
Parrots that can live to be up to 120 years old, that's amazing.
Okay, well, we thank you for your time, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry,
you know,
from New Jersey.
Look at the courage.
Yeah.
Okay, we love that. Here's,
and you know what he even said? He even said on the phone, I said, where are you calling from? And he said, New Jersey. So he even said New Jersey.
Oh, of course.
That's how
That's
it is
how
over there.
New Jersey,
in New York,
when you're from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
It's like, what do you think he's supposed to say? New Jersey?
That's right. No, if you're from Minnesota, it's New Jersey. If you're from down south, it's New Jersey. And if you're from New Jersey, it's New Jersey.
Yeah, thank you for your call. As a matter of fact, listen to this right here. Here we go. Listen carefully. There you have it. I think someone needs to hit him on the back. He's stuck.
That would get a little old after
yeah,
about
I remember
minutes.
When I was a little kid, that used to be on Welcome to Fantasy Island.
You know, I never...
Now, you got me going there.
I'm
this
sorry,
is
you know,
not
the
my
thing
deal.
Is, I've never, ever seen that show a day in my life. I didn't even know anything about it, except for I remember seeing a post on Facebook that had Barack Obama and Joe Biden on Fantasy Island. That's all I remember.
You know, let's go back to your smoking topic really quick, because you got me thinking about something before I get over to this Keith Ellison issue, okay? Mm-hmm. He likes to attack me on a nationwide level without actually talking to me about anything.
Right.
Without him knowing about what he's actually
kinda
talking
like
about.
People that kinda
not like anybody really pays attention to him again, but here we're talking about the squeaky wheel.
Kinda
and
like
just setting their record straight that, you know, he's the first Muslim, and he's got to be proud of that, man.
Right.
And the people in Minnesota actually tolerate this guy. Now we understand he's actually going for guns, but we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Okay. You ever notice the people that are always telling you not to smoke have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth?
Right.
My mom used to say, you never want to smoke these rotten things. Methuselah.
Right.
Not Methuselah. Methuselah.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It's almost like
a,
don't teach me what you don't want me to do.
This reminds me of our legislators, because we were just talking about this yesterday.
It
is the same topic. Like when they say the legislator you're talking about from California, I believe, who was avowed, didn't like the Second Amendment, but yet he's pushing guns behind the backs of people.
Yeah, he was just busted,
say,
the Chinese dude out of California.
Right. So when they say, you know, listen, we don't like the Second Amendment, but then behind closed doors, and they're actually, you know, running guns, it shows there's something
problem. By the way, two terrorists.
Right.
I don't know if you knew this or not.
No, and I didn't know that part of it, but the same thing is when you're talking about cigarettes
creative
hanging out of people's mouths, and they're telling you not to smoke.
It almost kind of reminds me of, like I said, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there that do that. There's a popular teacher, Barbara DeAngelis, who teaches dads and moms throughout the country how to make love and marriage work.
She must have a great marriage.
She does. Mm-hmm. She loves marriage so much, she actually has been remarried five different times.
Five times. So the lady who has been married five times, five different husbands, is trying to teach you how to make love and marriage work?
This is a fact.
But if she was making marriage and love work, she would stay with the same guy and still be married to him.
Not in her world.
Apparently not.
And just think if the American people knew the hypocrisy behind oftentimes what they're being sold, right?
Yep.
Here's another one. So you need to know who you follow, right?
Okay, that's exactly
what about
this
one? I don't even know what to say about this individual. She, just looking at her, it stinks. It smells. And I'm not trying to condemn or it just, it's a fact. You'll know what I'm saying here when I say her name, Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
She just, I can imagine the smell of the conversation if I got within 3 feet between me and her. Her breath. It's preacher rule. You never have bad breath, friends.
Right.
But I can smell it just looking at her picture.
Okay.
She's disgusting to me. Okay. Did you know that former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy, by the way, he was just busted with connections to a pedophile organization? We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But he picked, concerning the Commission on Teen Pregnancy, he picked Whoopi Goldberg to prevent teen pregnancy.
So is she would be a model then of virtue and chastity and purity, I would think, if she's going to be on this commission, right?
Right. Did you know that Whoopi Goldberg herself has had several abortions?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know who we listen to, right?
So she would be a great person to be on the committee to try to stop teen pregnancy.
Right. Well,
or I'm being facetious here.
Right. Well, let's go to the source. I mean, we have Bill Clinton. As a matter of fact, did you know that if you go into the state of Arkansas, we've seen this when we did high school assemblies in Arkansas, Little Rock. There's signs on the state borders, and it states, "Welcome to Arkansas, the natural state, home of Bill Clinton." And the parents of that state got together, and they posted, literally, friends, this is not a lie, this is true. And it's posted right under the Welcome to Arkansas sign. In compliance with Megan's law, the above is a known sex offender. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
But let's go over to pop music. Speaking of hypocrites real quick. How about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, you know, ripping off their clothes for the world to see all, and then they have the audacity to get up to the pulpit to receive their award, and then they thank Jesus Christ for
it's
their award.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
When you see those award ceremonies, and I haven't seen them for a while, but you cannot even, unbelievable, I'd like to thank Jesus, oh, thank you, God, as they're ripping their clothes off, as their music promotes violence, promiscuity, fornication, you name it, anything and everything.
Well, it's these are
so
the people
insulting.
That are saying, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They say, thank you, Jesus, but we don't follow in the paths that you tell us to walk in. We don't obey your commandments.
Well, they've
we're
never repented.
You exactly.
Yeah. You know, so really what they're doing is saying, thank you, Jesus, for condemning me on Judgment Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because Jesus will look at him and say, you said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?
Mm-hmm.
Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done miracles in your name? And Jesus is going to look at you and he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I know you not.
But you know what's sad, too, is a lot of these singers, actors, whatever, they start off in Christian music, and they start off, quote-unquote, with Christ, and then what they do is they cross over. That's what they call it.
They cross over without the cross.
They don't take the cross over.
That's
they
right.
literally cross over to the other side,
right.
and then they turn on everything that they knew growing up.
Yeah, prime point. The fact is that they want the crown, but they don't want the cross.
Exactly.
Lots of that going on.
Or they'll sell their soul to get whatever they can get in the world, and it's pathetic.
So the people need to understand, you need to know who you allow to influence you, because it's just a fact. What about this one? This one's just speaking, friends, again, of those that say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. What about this thing? Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how she ever made it. Somebody must have owed her something.
There's nothing,
you know.
I mean, in truth.
Honestly,
there's nothing really outstanding about her voice,
in
my opinion. There's
a producer
really,
can make anybody
sound
good. Exactly.
There's nothing really outstanding about her. I mean, other than the fact that she's willing to completely sell out.
That's
is
all
why
it was.
People,
remember when Satan said to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, that's exactly right. But did you know that Madonna, when she was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos, the parents across the world, friends, got together and said, you know what, this enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of this whorish activity going on in front of the faces of our daughters and our sons. She said, I plead the fifth.
Hmm.
She pled the fifth amendment, Article 5 of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
She knew the Constitution enough to say.
Or she knew that one because it worked for her.
Yeah, but see, she doesn't realize she doesn't have a right to do what she does, neither.
You
but the American people didn't know the difference. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that she is now writing books for children?
Oh, that ought to be a good thing.
This was the lady that was actually in front of 11, 12, 13-year-old kids with their moms that brought them to the concert.
Yes.
Well, she was saying, I don't give a blank if I go to hell.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that something?
And she says she wants to be happy, but she has a lot of demons that she's wrestling with. It's like, well, girl, if you're going to promote nothing but, you know, everything, I mean, immorality to the max, and you're going to sow all these seeds in your life, sinful seeds, what are you going to reap? You're going to reap a harvest where you are going to be miserable. Your life's going to be miserable. And the
you
point,
can't
too,
sow bad seed and expect a good harvest.
It just ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and we see all these people who supposedly have everything. They've got money, fame, you know, looks. They've got everything they could ever want.
And then they end up killing themselves and drinking
and drugging themselves.
Yeah, they're so happy.
Exactly.
You know what, folks? They're so rich. I mean, I'm sorry. They're so poor. The only thing they have is money.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're spiritually and morally totally bankrupt.
Jesus said just the exact opposite. Now, when he said, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Keep in mind, when he talked about the poor, he was talking about those that were destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
But let's go back to Madonna really quick. Did you also know she was asked by Larry King on his radio show, or on his television show, and radio, by the way, CNN. Did you know that she was asked by Larry, so what does your daughter watch on TV? She said, my daughter is not allowed to watch that garbage.
Okay, so hold on a second. So she can go on TV and pollute everybody else's daughter in America that has the stupidity enough to turn it on.
Yeah.
But
that wasn't really right if they're stupid enough to turn it on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? But she can go ahead and pollute every other daughter in America with all her filth. She can do it at concerts.
I'm just the straight stick today, Steph.
You are the
just
straight stick
today. Just showing your deviations all day long.
I wasn't really going to call it stupid. I was trying to, you know, not quite jam that sword. And stupidity sounds better than just saying you're stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know,
it's a real word.
King David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes.
So we have
Madonna saying, listen, my daughter can't watch TV. She's not allowed to watch TV. So, because of what's on there. But yet, she can go on TV and pollute every other daughter in America, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But as long as her daughter, speaking of hypocrisy,
well, she lives
can't
in
watch
England,
the garbage.
You know.
Seriously.
Yeah, she belongs over the pond, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so we need
there.
To pay attention as to whose footsteps we follow in. We need to follow Christ.
The blind
folks, if
the
we
blind.
Don't, if it's not in the Word, that's not the direction we go. Follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1 said Paul. Let's talk about some more of these hypocrites right when we come back, because I love this stuff. And then we're going to get over this Keith Ellison situation. Folks, he's trying to disarm the American people right along with his buddy in the White House. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Birds of a feather flock together.
That's right.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Farah, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's get over to the hypocrites real quick, but Steph, you have a word from our sponsors.
I do. I want to highlight our product of the week for those of you who maybe this is the first time you tuned in to Sons of Liberty this week because you're working and you haven't been able to catch the podcast. I want to say we are highlighting for the last time this week Noah Webster's advice to the young. And Noah Webster is the father of the American Dictionary. He has a moral catechism, it's called, that uses a series of questions to teach children qualities such as honesty, generosity, gratitude, and more. What's so nice about it was written originally for youth, so he knew that we needed to invest in the young. But the book is so timeless that it's invaluable today for all ages. But what I like about it, it's 53 pages long, it's a paperback, it's not intimidating, it's a great thing to throw in the hands of your young people. And you know what? Read it together, do it together yourself. It's a $7 donation. You can call 1-866-233-0747 to order. 1-866-233-0747 to order. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. And because it's such a great deal already, instead of 25% off for our Sons and Daughters of Liberty, you will get a free You Can Run International stitched baseball cap with your order.
Quality stuff, too.
Definitely. And still going on for the month of March. And we are just about finished with this month. When you become and sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty, you get a free Sons of Liberty t-shirt in all five sizes.
Real quick, our friend Rob Cunningham in Georgia shared a pretty cool news item that might get our attention. Nation, I'm sorry, our national.
This is why I got the straight stick, just to show you your little nation going on over there.
A cool news item that might get our nation's attention. If anyone doesn't believe that the opposition to Common Core has unlimited potential to unseat corrupt politicians that want to indoctrinate our kids against America, America, listen to this. The former mayor of Dalton, Georgia, David Pennington, is running against the incumbent GOP governor of Georgia, Nathan Deal. And no one seems to be giving Mr. Pennington any chance of winning, but because of Common Core, they very well may be a massive upset in the works. On Thursday, March 27th, David Pennington was awarded the prestigious Education Liberty Award for his bold opposition to Common Core. And it seems as if Georgians don't care too much for the anti-Christian, anti-American, anti-constitutional drive being imposed or being imposed on the children of their state. So, folks, watch Georgia very carefully, because Common Core is a litmus test issue. We need to know what Common Core is all about, and there's nothing good about it.
And, you know, when he was on the radio, tell me his name again when he was on the radio.
Rob Cunningham.
Rob was on the radio, yes. He had pointed out the fact that I believe it was 45 out of the 50 governors, because they just took this, you know, money, mm-hmm. and they just said, yeah, we'll take the Common Core. They didn't even investigate it.
Federal government creates the drought, and
exactly.
then they're there to offer the money or the water in this situation.
Right, and I think that's a great point, the fact that, listen, this guy's an underdog. They're not really thinking he's going to win. But if he brings forth what's going on with Common Core and what this governor has allowed, people will be enraged and say, listen, you are going out of here. This is not what we want for our country.
It's criminal.
Imagine if everybody did that with those running for office, brought forth that.
Okay, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Let's go to R. Kelly. He's one of MTV's darlings, soul and hip-hop musician, who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity. He was actually busted on video having sex with a 14-year-old girl.
Mm.
On video.
Yeah.
He was exonerated.
Wow.
Can you say payoff?
Is that what happens when you have a lot of
money? It's interesting that MTV would push a guy like this, because in 2002, R. Kelly was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography.
Wow. 21 counts. And this is what we have for our examples for our young people today. I mean,
wisdom is justified by our children.
That's right.
Who is teaching the next generation to be what they...
And allowing them to
it's
have
like
it.
This. Remember when we would tour? I remember going through Missouri. Highest teen pregnancy rate in the country, friends. Everywhere we went, from school to school, that's all we seen was advertisements for what?
Adult bookstores.
Pornography. Mm-hmm. Adult bookstores or mature bookstores. I looked at the bus driver and I said, look what the message is, my friends. They're teaching the kids that you can't be a full-fledged pervert until you become 18 years old. That is completely backwards as to what Scripture teaches us.
Yeah.
We're to grow up into holiness in the things of Christ, not into the things of the world and the devil.
You know, that's a good thought.
Wow.
Isn't it interesting that you can really bust out to start to being immoral? The older you get, the more license you have to do things that are bad. Like they say, well, this movie, it's not really good for a child's eyes. Well, if it's not good for a child's eyes, then why is it good for your eyes?
That's right.
Or, you can't go into this rated X bookstore until you're 18 years old. Listen, you shouldn't go to that rated X bookstore whether you're 18, 80, or 8 years old. It doesn't matter. Or you can't legally drink until you're 21, so then you can start to party at that point.
Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't matter. If we say, if it's not good for our children to see, then it's not good for us to
see. Of course not.
And when you even, too, a separate story, but when you walk through a magazine, you know, aisles and stores, you see these magazines, it's not good for children
to
see.
It's like the fountainhead, right?
Exactly.
Whatever comes out of you is going to go to your kid. You want him drinking that filth?
That's exactly right.
Of course.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide, would he?
No, absolutely not.
Now, ask yourself, what do those you follow stand for? And mark this, you will not go beyond those you allow to teach you.
Right.
And how they stand or fall is exactly how you will stand or fall. But I can hear some of the people out there say this. Their influence has no power over me.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you were talking about the pornography.
Right.
Oh, you know, it doesn't do anything to me. You know, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. Isn't it interesting? Look at the gas of pornography being poured out onto the flames of sin across the country.
Right.
And the violations taking place against women and children.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and even too, we brought this, when we did this show on music, is we did the doom 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 doom.
Yeah, let's.
And everyone knows that is We Will Rock You. Why?
Right.
Because they say it doesn't have any influence on me. You might not even know the lyrics, but you remembered them.
You're going to have everybody downloading every show we ever had.
That's good.
Yeah, that might not be that bad.
Hey, by the way, this is what the Bible says, Matthew 15:14 says, Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
So why is America in the ditch?
Because we have blind leaders following blind people.
Read Isaiah 59:2 as well, friends, because you want to know why there's confusion of faith. Because America, judgment has turned backwards in every sense of the word in this country. And what is it that has separated us from us and our God? Our sins.
That's right.
So we need
and
to call upon
sin?
The Lord.
Sin is the transgression of God's law. So many times he will say, oh, it's missing the mark.
1 John 3:4.
Exactly.
Okay, so their influence has no power over me, talking about those that basically say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Do you know that, and speaking of influence, did you know that King Richard III of 2 centuries ago, because he was hunchbacked, did you know that all of the king court servants became hunchbacked?
They were following what they saw.
Pretty weird, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or how about the Princess of England 2 centuries ago? She used to have a temporary limp. So guess what the women in that country began to do? They began to emulate the princess,
mm-hmm.
and they began to limp.
Mm-hmm.
Remember E.T.? For all you 90s dogs out there? Boon ho. Remember that? Case in point, did you know that in Sweden, E.T. was banned to children under 11 years old?
Because of the talking back, right?
Because of the way the kids would talk back to their parents.
That's right.
That's right. But during E.T., did you know that they took, in one scene, they took Reese's Pieces and they actually scattered them on the ground by the playground to allure E.T. into Elliot's house?
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is they showed, what was it, a four-second
Yeah, very
piece.
Small increment.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces,
mm-hmm.
4 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Four, that's it. Did you know that Reese's Pieces sales went up 400% during the duration of that movie?
That is so
But their
amazing.
Influence has it has nothing to
yeah.
do with me. No
mm-hmm.
power over me whatsoever. What about Yaquero Taco Bell?
Mm.
The little waggly-eared chihuahua?
Yes, I remember that.
30-second commercial, 12.9 million units flew off the shelves in record time. You can check that out on Business Wire, December 1998.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, pretty
it
crazy
is such
stuff.
A, and that is true, because when some new wave comes out, you know, you've got the Karate Kid, some new movie comes out with some new thing like karate or hockey, then you have people, oh, all of a sudden I want to join karate, or all of a sudden I want to be a hockey player, because that influence is there. What you watch, you eventually become, of course.
Yeah.
You know, you can think about that. I can even
you
think,
are so far ahead of the rest
I mean,
of us.
I can just
it's just
think about
sometimes
when I was,
it's hard to stay up.
I know. It's just, I'll try to lower myself to make your light shine just a little brighter than mine right now. But I do have to say that, you know, when you watch stuff when you're younger, you look at a supermodel or something, and you think, well, I want to be like that. And so you do things to try to be like them. Or do I remember Cindy Crawford when I was younger. And I remember that, you know, she had that mole on her face. I was a little girl.
Yeah.
I literally took a...
it looked like a bird flew over the
exactly,
top of her or something.
But when I was
yeah.
a little girl, I literally took a little eyeliner thing, and I made a mole on my face like Cindy Crawford when I was just a kid.
Steph, you can take it off now.
I got it
okay.
off. Any moles
enough
I have are absolutely real.
Yeah.
But the point is I was so influenced even as a kid because that's what I saw,
yes.
and I equated that, so I try to be like that myself. So it's so important what you put in front of your kids' faces, especially that they're being influenced
so
by.
So what do you think about that big T-shirt with a huge mural picture of myself on it? What is that all about?
The big T-shirt?
You have my face all over your shirt. I'm just kind of curious. Is that influence? Hey, you did forget one person.
Everybody knows what that is.
You totally forgot. You
exactly.
totally forgot. Why did you leave him out of the equation? I'm curious.
I didn't think of Rocky.
This is
for
not
me.
Cool at all. Hey, folks, what we're going to do is right after we jump on the other side of this hour, we're going to come back. I'm going to share the story with Mr. Rep. Keith Ellison, Muslim, Minnesota. He's trying to disarm the American people, and I kind of want to take you underground. Make it a little personal.
Let's do it.
A little transparency here. And I want to put the question to you. He said that I was extreme.
Mm-hmm.
He strains at the gnat and swallows the big Muslim camel.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.